This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hey, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. Businesses today recognize the importance of accommodating new technologies such as cloud computing, cyber-physical systems, cognitive computing in order to add value to their customers and enhance their operations. However, IDC predicted that 70% of siloed digital transformation initiatives will ultimately fail because of insufficient collaboration, integration, sourcing, and project management. A successful digital transformation requires fundamental changes on how businesses operate and how they offer value to their customer. So are you taking the discussion of innovate or perish seriously? My guest for today is...
Hi Jeff, it's Steve Allen from SNP and I'm the Managing Director here for Asia Pacific Japan.
So Steve, are businesses here in the region actually prepared for the Industrial 4.0 revolution?
Yes, definitely. We can tell this by the number of our clients and the number of companies who are asking us for services, such as roadmaps to new digital platforms, and companies that are looking, you know, at some kind of transformation. We know that companies are transforming constantly, but with the proliferation of IT devices, the availability of data, and new platforms being available, you know, we see definitely Singapore and Malaysia as being very active in this area.
What do you think sparked the creation of this, especially here in Southeast Asia? What made us, you know, stand up and realize we got to use this?
Well, I think customers see that their competitors are using it, but we see two separate areas driving this. One is changing business models, and that's things like mergers and acquisitions, corporate and process change, carve-outs, divestitures. We see that from the business side, and law, legal changes for the larger Asian companies who are in Europe. Brexit and EU data protection rules are forcing transformation change. But in the technology side, we also see cloud as having an impact. New digital platforms, new enterprise solutions, new technologies and releases and upgrades of those technologies having an impact as well.
Mm. Do you think we're keeping up with the global trends?
Yes, I you know, every company is different, but I see some of the companies in Malaysia being ahead of the competition in general, and others, you know, just at different stages. But I'll give you one data point. For Singapore and Malaysia, in December of last year, we had 6 times the amount of requests from our customers than we had in 2016.
Mm. And what are they requesting?
Yeah, they're asking us about how they actually do roadmaps to the new technologies, how they can avoid downtime in their solutions as they may move to new upgrades and new releases. What benefit can they get from in-memory technology? How do they start on the cloud journey, and how do they take cost out of their current environment?
Mm. And it seems like those questions that they're raising, it feels like it's a clueless world. Like it's you know, question marks when we talk about, you know, moving to a digital transformation. It feels like there's no clear, you know, roadmap or framework or case studies that they seem to, you know, lead on. Like there's no pathway for them to begin.
Well, I think if you look at actually what's happened in technology, 3 years ago in corporations, the CIO was a cost center. And you look at the big changes, the Ubers and companies like that, the you know, you can see Airbnb, etc. You can see that technology has driven the change. So companies have to think out ahead and think differently from what they've always done. So there is huge challenge. What do you want for your business? What is forcing the corporate change? And you have to be able to, you know, with help, hopefully be able to decide what that is to take you forward and keep you ahead of the competition and stop the competition basically gobbling you up.
Mm. Are we taking the innovate or perish debate seriously here?
Yes, I think so. I think everybody's aware of what's happening in the market, how people are, how companies are moving ahead. They understand the competitors are changing. Many of our clients are looking at new technologies. In the enterprise area, we know that SAP has brought out its S/4HANA system, and customers are looking at how do I get there? How do I get there quickly? What benefit will it bring to my organization? So I when I meet CIOs, CFOs in this region, they're worried about cost, they're worried about keeping the business running, and they're worried about competition. They know they have to keep up with technology to keep ahead.
It's the spur of the young startups. You know, the ones that you mentioned as well, they are really disrupting. The Ubers, the Grabs, the Airbnb, they're challenging this, you know, large multi-organizations here.
Yes, they definitely are. You know, I had a conversation with a media company recently in Malaysia, and Facebook was probably their competition, and who would have thought that 5 years ago, you know, or 10 years ago? So we can see the change. You know, these platforms are reaching out to so many more people, both commercial and in the business side.
But this digital transformation shift is not something that just, you know, came upon us in 2018. It's been around for a number of years now. And some have tried to move in this direction, but failed. Why do you think some digital transformation projects just fail?
Well, you know, if you look at projects in general, take a look at just data projects. We did a study a couple of years ago. 50% of large data projects fail. And data is the blood of a digital transformation. You don't operate without data. Why is that? I think the complexity is more than they expected. They've never done it before. Unsure of the direction. Sometimes lack of executive sponsorship, lack of a vision. And we would say, go with a company that's done it before and can not relearn the problems, can tell you in advance what the challenges you face are. And I also think, or that we believe, that the days of throwing huge teams at projects is over. You know, technology improvements reduce the need for human intervention, and with it, the errors that humans make.
What should they? What should these large organizations be asking themselves in order to, you know, make to ensure that transformational projects like these happen in a pace that's also acceptable with the employees themselves? What kind of conversation that needs to happen in the boardroom level, I guess?
Yeah, what are we trying to do? How quickly are we trying to do it? How do we get there? Have we got the capability to get there? Have we done it before? You know, do we actually know what we really need to do at all levels? Where do we need help? You know, and, you know, maybe in a lot of these, start small. Start small and make sure you can prove what you're doing. We see, what we mentioned earlier at S4, we see a lot of companies asking for prototypes in this. Show me in a small scale that this works and how it will look for me. And companies investing heavily in those prototypes to proof of concepts to make sure they know what they're going to get and it is what they actually want to see at the end.
And it's also not just an IT thing. It's not, you know, all hands on for the CTO. It's you know, it's all the responsibility goes to one particular person, right?
Well, if you look at this, the response, the transformation, as we said earlier, it's constant. Enterprises are transforming continuously, whether it's digital transformation or a business transformation. The CFO is going to be heavily involved in what's the cost that you're taking out or what's the cost to do this transformation. The CEO needs to know that his strategy is taking him ahead and not going back. Shareholders in the company are watching to see that the transformation is executed well so that they get the return that they expect from this.
We see governments, especially in Singapore and in Malaysia as well, moving into this direction. So, has this sort of helped a lot of these organizations to realize like the way forward because you have a government push into this agenda?
I think the reason the governments are doing it is they know if they don't get ahead, they'll drastically go behind. And I think they also know, and you look at statistics that are coming out of the market, that, you know, the GDP will become more focused on digital than it has been in the past. I think, you know, in Malaysia that they were looking at a 20% growth, or the government was looking at a 20% growth in digital transformation activities.
I'm speaking to Steve Allen, the Managing Director, Asia Pacific and Japan at SNP. And after the break, we'll talk about what kind of data is crucial to grow in this digital age and how to make sense of it all. You're listening to Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
Jeff Sandhu here, and my guest for today is Steve Allen, the Managing Director for Asia Pacific and Japan at SNP. And before the break, we talked about what's happening in the digital sphere and our businesses here taking the innovate or perish seriously, the conversation seriously, and what should be on your horizon if you're running a business. Steve, we talked about data quite a fair bit earlier on, but what kind of data that we actually need in order to be really effective at being innovative in today's world?
Well, if you look at the major successes, some of the new starts, they are getting the data from sources that they couldn't get the data before from. You know, Airbnb, people going on handsets and putting information on about where they want to be and when they want to be, and you've got millions upon millions of people accessing it. That wasn't happening before. If you look at in the enterprise side, you know, enterprise systems having been traditionally finance systems, procurement systems, sales systems, material management, production. Now you can get customer information coming in to show you an idea would be the products that you actually want to sell, rather than going out and trying to sell and then finding out later what customers are buying. So you can become proactive in what you're doing rather than responsive. Mm. And that, you know, the availability of data now compared to what it was years ago, obviously, is...
Now, you mentioned earlier on that companies come up to you and, you know, raise basic questions. So what do you do at SNP here? What role do you all play in this industry?
Yeah, well, SNP is a transformation company. Everybody's got some kind of transformation going on, and our agenda is to close the gap from business to the technology. We focus on taking time out of projects, and with time coming out, cost and risk are coming out, but we automate as much as possible the project. And I'll give you an example. You know, one of the largest demerger in corporate history was the HP split into two companies. We took their 50 terabyte enterprise system and split that into two systems. It took us 6.5 months. By using our SNP transformation backbone solution, by automation. Normally these projects would take you 18 months to 2 years minimum, but now companies don't have that time. Mm. You know, and time you don't get back. So we keep all rules from all projects in our transformation backbone, and we reuse these as needed. We call it institutionalized memory. So when consultants or our clients go into these projects, we show them up front with the rule sets and our solution, what actually works. We don't go in and fail and then find out. We do it after it. And, you know, last year, one of our customers, Bosch, told the Asian Innovation Summit in Malaysia about how we did it for them. You know, the fact that normally they would be down for many, many hours, and we reduced that downtime at the cutover, and the fact of how we automated the data move over. And, you know, their words were, this is like magic. And just to give you an idea, if you look at an HP, $120 billion company, if their system's down for an hour, that's $13 million in business. And us taking out many, many hours at the go-live has taken out many, many millions in cost and risk for our clients. So we try and make it much easier.
We talk about innovations in enterprises. What about yourselves? How are you keeping up pace with the changes that we're seeing with so many new technologies that are coming out?
We are looking at it all the time and trying to improve and stay ahead. Major investments recently in AI for our solutions. In our transformation backbone, we have an analysis suite that goes and runs automatically on systems and data profiles what's in your system, structural statistical information, as well as process mapping. Mm. We are now using AI to take out the menial tasks in that and take out a lot of the tasks that normally would be checked by a human to make it quicker. And then when we get issues, AI itself is telling us, you know, this has not worked before. This is how, these are the options to make this work. So we also are investing into our solution with the new technology.
Steve, I was hoping that you were going to mention AI, because at the end of the day, it all comes down, you know, automation and all, it comes down to artificial intelligence doing it at a pace that, you know, us humans could never reach. Is this also sort of, in a way, a hindsight that the reason why a lot of companies may feel they want to take it a bit slower because of the risk that it brings to just the foundations of the company, and, you know, the employees within the organizations may have a pushback with, you know, have a resistance on adopting these kind of changes. Do you think that's also the other side of the coin to AI?
You know, we've been pushing automation. AI is another form of automation. But my opinion is you'll always need people. The people will do different tasks. So now our guys who are running the projects, or our partners who use our solution to run the projects, are getting to make the decisions quicker. We're getting more projects. We're doing the bigger projects quicker. Mm. So customers are seeing that it's becoming less risky and less cost. In this, and more customers are actually buying the solution, and more customers are taking up the initiatives and moving forward with us. Mm. So will it impact people? Yes, it'll change the roles that people have to do because of AI. Mm.
What's your take on the region's outlook, Steve?
Yeah, look, very active. I mentioned earlier, sixfold increase in opportunity. Mm. We're handling many, many projects for clients here, and, you know, we believe that not only is the market going to be good for us here, but we see Malaysia as being where we'll actually have a very large resource pool, and we're working that at this point to increase actually the skill sets here and use the resource in Malaysia to help us grow. So from a actual customer point, very healthy, very active. And from a resource point, we're finding that Malaysia in particular is somewhere that we've got a large focus. Mm.
Do you think we have enough hunger and desire to go on to the next level when it comes to, you know, digital transformation?
At the grassroots level, we had teams in Germany 2 weeks ago being trained in new technology, and our guys say that was very successful. Their eyes are open to a lot of it. So from the people side, definitely. From customers, definitely. We're talking to customers about how they can bring disparate systems together and take huge cost out of their operation, talking about how they move to new technologies, including SAP S4, but to other technologies, how they move on the cloud. And yeah, Malaysia is as active as any of the other companies in the region that we are working with, any other countries in the region.
Mm. Final question, Steve. Any industry verticals that you're personally excited or you think has a big potential for this region? Any verticals?
Well, we focus basically on data and complexity in the companies. When we're on a project and it's really complex, a lot of data, messy, needs to bring multiple systems, that's where we're at our best. So we see a lot of movement in the utilities and in the energy sector, oil and gas. We also see the consumer sector coming back. We've working in the chemical sector. So I don't think it's actually singularly on one industry or one sector. I see the change here and in Asia across the board.
And that was Steve Allen, the Managing Director Asia Pacific and Japan at SNP. And hopefully you'll now have a better understanding of just how to move forwards in the digital space. Because really, you should be innovating now or risk the extinction in the near future. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.